The Los Angeles County Grand Jury is presently hearing testimony and reviewing evidence in the matter of Sharan B. Sharan, accused slayer of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. At the conclusion of their deliberation, as in the custom, the grand jury will proceed to Department 100 of Superior Court and present their findings to the presiding judge of the Master Calendar Criminal Court. In the event a grand jury indictment is returned today, a Superior Court arraignment will be held approximately 45 minutes later at the Los Angeles County Men's Central Jail, 441 Boucher Street, with Judge Arthur L. Alarcon presiding over a special session in Department 100 held in temporary court facilities provided by Sheriff. Upon presentation of proper press credentials at the visitor's lobby of the facility, members of the news media will be escorted to the location of the arraignment. The location of the arraignment site was agreed upon after a conference between the Sheriff Peter J. Pitches, presiding judge of Superior Court Donald R. Wright, Judge Arthur L. Alarcon, and representatives of District Attorney's Office and Public Defender Richard S. Buckley. Sharan is being held in the Sheriff's custody at the Infirmary Section of Los Angeles County Men's Central Jail due to injuries sustained during his apprehension. Sheriff Peter J. Pitches stated, "It is for this reason, coupled with obvious need for total security, that this arraignment site was selected.
We expect him to get psychiatric treatment and then come under the aegis of the parole board to decide whether he can go out into society without being a menace to our people. In the event that the disease is incurable, well, then we'd expect him to remain in a penitentiary. We do not intend, nor has it ever have been our intention, to have him roam the streets as a menace to social order and to our society."
I am now convinced that this jury paid little or no attention to our psychiatric testimony.
Sirhan became angry with both Dr. Diamond and with me and claimed that we were bugging him, as he put it, because he was tired of psychiatrists, and I suspect everyone in the trial also may be tired of psychiatrists.
I think we all justifiably take some pride in the way in which the trial was conducted and the manner in which it was handled. I think everybody who participated, from the investigating officers, the sheriff of Los Angeles County, and everybody did a commendable job on a historic event.
It's a very fine jury. We had lunch together.
Death sentence, two for life and two undecided.
Only the two for life. What was their reasoning on that, sir?
They felt that the life would be a greater punishment than death would.
The defendant didn't have anything to say. He said he wasn't surprised. He said when we told him that we had done the best we could, he said even Jesus Christ couldn't have saved me.